But I've been abroad for all of my life. I'm a woman's lover. I'm another woman's mom. I'm a woman's daughter naturally. And if ever I need a friend, upon a woman I'll depend. It's the lesbian in me. I like to stay at home with my friends and my family. Sticking close to Mother Nature, feeling her seasons moving through me. There's no place I'd rather be than surrounded by a lesbian, a scenery to renew my identity with a lesbian, a power, authority. And I like to travel around in the same tongue, we can comprehend each other's meaning. Like chromosomes, we can connect with a way of life. Rated double X, it's our choice. Community. That's why I practice every day, making my music better for you. Well, I know your tastes, they are quite refined. You want nothing but the best for your bodies and your minds. Well, satisfaction is guaranteed by the lesbian, a power authority. A virgin consciousness, and they keep my mind in line with all the rest of me. Woo, I'm brought to you courtesy of the lesbian, the power, authority. And I like to go to bed with my lesbian lover.
Okay, well, welcome to the Lesbian Power Authority. This is a new show here on KFAI. My name is Mev, and I will be the one facilitating our little Sunday evening community event. And there's no place I'd rather be than surrounded by the lesbian scenery, and I have a lot of it here tonight. I have some friends who showed up in the studio to renew my identity with the Lesbian Power Authority. So I thought what I'd do this evening is just talk a little bit about what I'd like this show to be and accomplish and all of those fun things. I've done a lot of thinking about it, and I think there's a lot of things that lesbians are, and it's not just about who we sleep with. I think that being a lesbian is a radical political action in the face of the heteropatriarchy and heterosexism and all of that business. And I think that the other thing about being a lesbian is that we embrace positive women energy. And so what I'd like to do with this show is to honor the work that lesbians have done in advancing better lives for women in general and for lesbians in particular, and for standing up in the, you know, standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to be heterosexual, and no, I'm not going to be queer, and no, I'm not going to be all kinds of things. And so that's what part of what lesbian culture is about for me. So I'm going to try to do that a little bit in this show. We're going to talk about lesbians and culture and all those kinds of things. And not only that, but we're also going to be aware of the kinds of oppressions that lesbians have, because we are a multicultured people. We experience a lot of different forms of oppression, both racism and sexism and classism and ableism and ageism and, oh, I'm sure I'm forgetting something, you know. There seems to be a mighty long list, and many of us have however many combinations of all those things. And so as much as possible, I'd like to be this cross-cultural, multicultural conversation as well that we have here in the studio on Sunday nights. And it might be a little, how shall I say, intense, you know, because it's not only about being relaxed on a Sunday evening and listening to the love songs that women can sing for each other, but it's also going to be a discussion about some of the more difficult things in our lives. And so just to keep that in mind. But there are a couple of things that I think that I'm not saying, and I'm probably going to say over the next couple of weeks, because I think what I'm going to do in the next month is just sort of establish this as a lesbian space, as a woman-only space, as a lesbian-only space. And I think that's real important to keep those places, because they get whittled away on a regular basis, and I would like to keep them very much alive for those of us who really care about it. So that's what this little hour on Sunday evening is going to be. There's a whole lot to cover, and I don't know if 1 hour a week is going to do it, but we're going to do our best. And one lesbian does not a community make, so I am under no illusions that I myself constitute any kind of representative community of anybody. So I see my role as sort of being that of a facilitator, one who has called the Lesbian Power Authority into convening or convenience, I suppose, or something. But I have hereby called the Lesbian Power Authority to order, although we know anarchistic lesbians don't have much order about them. But this meeting is now in session, I suppose, is a way to put it. So since we are not one community, there's a lot of different communities as well and a lot of different voices, and we'll try to see how many of them we can get to in 1 hour a week. So I would really like to hear from any of you lesbians out there who are listening to the sound of my voice at this time, and be sure that you call me at the station here, 341-0980 in the studio when I'm playing music. I'd be glad to hear from you. Let me know what kinds of things you're interested in hearing about, what kind of music you're interested in hearing. Those kinds of things. I'm going to be trying to keep us all informed of the various different events and happenings, both around town, nationally, internationally. I'm going to try to rabble-rouse and agitate a little bit whenever that's possible. And let's see, we'll have interviews and news and announcements and book reviews and historical moments. And I don't know, maybe we'll even have some like catchy little markers in the program, you know, like Do You Know Enough, which spells out Dyke, which was a game that Julia Penelope and some other women had put together a while back, and I just thought it was a nice kind of way to keep us informed about various historical moments or pieces of information that we ought to know in our lesbian cultural consciousness. So that was another thing I was thinking about. And I'm open to all kinds of suggestions. But I want to make connections to our past and keep us present in our present and move us forward into a really strong lesbian-loving future. So those are some of my ideas for this show. And if other lesbians have ideas, I'd like to hear them. I'm not sure I'll ever be able to get to all of them because I'm sure there's a lot out there. Maybe someday later in the future, not tonight because I don't have quite the energy for it, but maybe we'll play Stump the DJ because I made a list of all the various different lesbian musicians that I could find, both, like, well, let's just say in the 20th century, all the ones that I knew about. And I came up with about 100 or 125. I was pretty amazed at the list that every day I said, ooh, and I forgot her, and I added. So maybe one day we'll play Stump the DJ, and you can call me up and see if you can think of somebody who isn't on that list, and then that way we'll get the biggest list we can have. And then, of course, the next trick is going to be to find the music to go with all those names on the list. So I think I'm just going to stop rambling off here at the mouth and play some music, and let's let the music do it for us. And what I would like to do is establish this lesbian space this evening by playing as much music that says lesbian in it as possible, or any variation of lesbian there is. I would also like to thank Bo and Catherine, who are here in the studio with me this evening, offering their sisterly support, and they're my radio mentors. And as you know, or may have known, they've been doing the lesbian half hour, the lesbian half hour on Thursday evenings as part of the We Want You to Know collective for the past, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, something like that. Eight. I'm getting the sign for eight here. That Catherine's been doing it anyway, but and Bo then joined for 7 years. So in any event, we have a lot of lesbian energy here in the studio. I think that's more than adequate to get this hour off the ground. So without further ado, we're going to start off with Allison Farrell singing I Like Being a Dyke.
Who's that looks so sharp and feels so strong? Who's that works so hard and laughs so long? It's that brainy Dames done did da deed. I'm for them and they're for me. Oh, celebrate and bless my lucky lambda. Jubilate, oh yes, I am. Glad I like being a lesbian. Yes, I like being a dyke. Ladies who do not know their place are their witty, witchy women with discriminating taste. Ooh, a thrill ripples this hollow heart. Ooh, the chills thrill this matriarch. Cause I like being a lesbian. Yes, I like being a dyke. Stories. I love women's centers and their outlying territories. I like women's drivers and, of course, women drivers. I like what you like and we like dykes. Oh, sublimate a no, no more. Hesitate a no, I'm sure. I like being a
When push came to shove, they pushed us into closets, told us who we could love, told us where we could go, told us what we could be. Now, isn't that ironic in this land of the free? Because we're dykes. Because we're dykes. Because we're dykes. Oh, and over there, Ethel, there's a whole bunch of them. Well, now the liberals are great. They say we're okay, as long as we stay hidden, keeping out of the way. But don't ever hold hands in a public place. Homophobics grab their children, shield them from this disgrace. They call us dykes. They do. They call us dykes. They call us dykes. Everybody now, here we go. Here, dyke, there, dyke, everywhere, dyke, dyke, D-I-D-I-O. They call us dykes. They call us dykes.
I don't know what they're calling us anymore, but we're dykes.
My family claims the right to know what's wrong with me. They say I'm not turning out the way the men meant to be. My mother's given up my marriage. My father's given up his son. The Holy One is way a woman loving women when it's said and done. Short players. Think Sappho was a little touch. I just think Sappho loved that touch we all love so much. And we're a woman loving women and we're all too much. Cause we're a
woman loving women singing loud and long. Yes, we're sisters united in a love that's so, so strong. Some say our praises and on face.
baby. Never wanna stop, gotta keep doing.